Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Darren. How are you?
I'm okay, thank you. Seems a bit weird talking about football this time of the year, but you had your awards night just recently.
That's right. We held our annual dinner weekend before last, and it was a really successful evening.
Yeah, so Toby Barton winning your NPL Best and Fairest for this season. Good recognition for him.
Yeah, look, it is. Toby's had a very, very consistent season. Probably started out a little bit shaky in a new role at left back, but ended up being one of our most consistent performers, and plays the role really strong down back. So I think it probably came as no surprise to most people in the room that Toby won, so a really deserving winner.
Yeah, very good. And Chelsea Dobell, the women's WSL Player of the Year.
Yeah, look, that was a really tight race for the award there with Chelsea, but she prevailed in the finish, polled well on the last couple of games, and once again she's had an outstanding season. Missed a few games through injury, but finished the season off strongly. Unfortunately, though, it looks like we probably won't have her with us next year. She's heading off to the US with a soccer scholarship.
Wow.
So, we're wishing her all the very best. I mean, I last spoke to her, I think she had 7 offers on the table. So I think she had a bit of choice as to where she was going to head to. But she may be back hopefully in May. She said she'll be home for a couple of months and would love to sort of reunite with the team and maybe have a few games with the WSL girls through those months. But it was a very tight tussle between her and our captain, Danny Mitchell, who's really had an outstanding season. She's been a really fantastic leader for us and has performed incredibly well in the midfield.
All right, on to your Northern Champs men, best and fairest. That's the Chris McKenna medal. Shared this year between Henry Andrews and Connor Lazotte.
Yeah, look, once again, probably no surprises there. Henry's had an outstanding season. He won in the prior year the competition best and fairest award, and this year won the Golden Boot Award for the Northern Championship, and Connor is always a strong performer, and he's had another outstanding season as well. So, I think deserved winners there, absolutely.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen Connor Lazotte have what you'd call a bad game ever.
No, he's very, very consistent. He just knows how to get the ball, knows how to get in the right place, and can score a goal as well.
Yeah, good team man. Northern Champs women BNF shared this year by Kate Chaplin and Carla Young.
Yeah, two young girls have had an outstanding season, and we're hoping our Northern Championship women, we think, will continue to grow and become quite a strong team. So once again, looking forward to them having a strong season next year.
Yep, your men's Northern Champ won BNF, won by Ben Tenaglia, who was, again, a great club man.
Yeah, great club man, terrific young fellow, and, I think he was a very popular winner.
Good for him. And I'll just run through the Northern Under-18 Championship BNF. It was actually shared between two young blokes, Bradley O'Toole and Baxter Chu.
That's right. Baxter's an outstanding player, and Bradley's a great player as well. And, once again, it came down to the wire, tied the award. But in speaking with the under-18 coach, he felt that was, they were really, as I said, once again, well-deserved winners.
Mm. And some club awards, the President's Award, your award, to Helen Ball. Do you want to talk about Helen?
Yeah, look, Helen's been a real stalwart of the club, and she's been the backbone of our canteen operations for a number of years, and she can be relied upon to be there day in, day out. And the barometer of how well we're doing on a Saturday is how many kilos of chips we sell at the canteen.
Yeah.
So, Helen plays a lead role in the canteen and has been a fantastic volunteer of the club for a long period of time. So it was a really well-deserved award.
Yeah, they are pretty good, those chips too.
We're known for them.
You're known for them, exactly. Now, your service award for club service, Darren Purton and Nathan Pitchford.
Yeah, so it was really recognising a couple of guys that are leaving the club this year, but wanting to recognise their service to the club, prior to leaving. Purton's heading off to Wollongong to play a role up there with Chris Gallo. So we know he loves his football, and it'll be a great opportunity for him. We hope that he'll be back to the coast and back to the club at some stage. But, highly regarded and highly respected person within soccer on the North West Coast, and he was the director of our junior football this year, so yeah, he'll be sadly missed. And likewise, obviously, Nathan Pitch is well known for his feats on field, but he's played a very big role in the club in building our high performance team off field. Obviously, Nathan's a doctor. He heads up our high performance team, he's built that from the ground up, and has provided guidance and support, you know, all the way through. He's an exercise physiologist. So sort of recognising not only the efforts of Nathan on field, but also his efforts off field as well.
Yeah. All right. So you mentioned Darren Purton leaving to join Chris Scallo up at Wollongong. So how's the search for the coach going?
Yeah, look, we're hoping that we'll be able to announce something, you know, over the next week.
Great.
We're at the final stages of securing our new coach. So don't want to say too much. He's obviously has a current role with his present club. So we can't really say too much until we've really finalised that. But we're very close to be able to make an announcement.
Doing pretty much the same role as Chris Gallo, like for a start the NPL coach, but also looking like a more of a director of football coaching role?
Yeah, look, it'll be a much broader role. We're looking for someone to basically, I guess, oversee the sport in Devonport, which not only includes the senior club, but also the junior association. So,
right.
With nearly 1,100 players in place, the junior association are coming on board and helping to fund the position, which is fantastic. But it's about someone that's going to, I guess, you know, build some capacity and capability across the sport in all levels within Devonport.
All right. Well, I'll call you next week about who that person is.
Yeah, hopefully I can tell you, and hopefully it's done and dusted.
All right. Thanks for having a yarn.
No worries. Thanks for that.